Hello.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Yes, so Boston City Mail Service, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, no problem. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble. This is Tina from Local Splash, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
I got to check with the bank because I've been out. I don't know what's going on. I put so much freaking money in there, and then they do this because I had somebody do some fraud, and then I've been getting fake checks from customers trying to get me to do work from out of town.
I've
been going through it, and I haven't had a chance to make it to the bank since the other day. Monday I made it to the bank, and I haven't had a chance to make it back because we're so busy, and I'm missing a guy. One of my guys passed away, so...
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
Yeah, it sucks. But...
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. Okay, I'll just put a note that
I would like to look into it and find out what's going on. And I would like to see what all Local Splash is doing for my company. You know, like, where's my benefits that, of having this?
Okay. So, have you been on your client dashboard at all?
I haven't been on nothing. I haven't had a chance, honey. I've been so busy. That's my problem. Like, I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning just doing the proposal.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, but as soon as I can get it to where I'm starting to get some really good guys, instead of hiring guys off, you know, regular guys, I'm hiring guys that own their own companies. So
good.
I can get everything, once I can get all my guys where they are, you know, like I can get them on jobs and I can spend more time doing paperwork and getting online and doing that. But right now I'm trying to find a balance.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's the nice thing about our dashboard, Phil, is that you can access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because trust me, I've been talking to business owners for many, many years, and sometimes they say the only time they have a free moment is at 2 a.m. Well, if that's the case, that's okay. You can access it then, you know?
Yeah,
so,
like I've been doing that, but then it's like when you get up at 5:30 in the morning,
you don't want to be...
I had, like, 2 weeks ago, I had the worst anxiety attack for, the anxiety attack because I got, it was so bad, though, but, I talked about that. Got everything because I'm like, I can't keep going like this. I got to have, I want things to change. In order for things to change, I have to change as well. You know, there's so much to it. It's just like this running your own business. And then I've been doing it forever, but I never trying to take it to the next level. And then dealing with, you know, stuff I've never had to deal with. And I really need a secretary, just can't afford one yet. I wish I had, you know, a significant other or something. That would be perfect. I mean, we would be able to make, because she would be good at that. I'm terrible at that, but I'm great at everything. I'm not a computer guy. But, like, I got people, like, the owner of Bayonet Point Plumbing, which is, like, probably the biggest plumbing company around, wanting me to do work for them. Every house that I've done over in She Ranch. The customers that have the houses next door and stuff, they're all like, oh my God, you guys did such a wonderful job. And they want me to come look at theirs, see if I can fix it. I'm like, some of them, they're not even fixable. I'm like, you got to tear that all back out. I said, I can't believe they even charged you to do work that crappy. That's how it is. I mean, and then if you're lucky, if they even give you work, a lot of the guys are stealing your money and running. That's why I try to tell them, hire local.
Exactly.
Hire local, and the first thing you need to do is ask for the guy's license, ask for his insurance, ask for his ID.
Right.
Get that information. If you're going to give him money, somebody has the balls to ask you for half the money up front. That's not in business. My business, I give me half the money and cost you up with all the product and the first thing worth. that
That's
way,
true,
because you know?
If you don't have the license and insurance or even have any information that it's a credible company, somebody could go and do an estimate with, like, a bogus name and a bogus phone number and collect half the money and then never come back, you know? That's
all
crazy.
The time, they're doing it,
that.
All the time. They're doing it crazy.
And yeah, that's
out of state and doing it, and you're just crazy.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, that's something I never even thought about. That thank you for telling
yeah,
me that.
It's been really bad. It's been really bad with my poor customers, and then the insurance is not, you know, I mean, it's going down in with everybody and trying to give them, you know, like 12,000, 14,000, 15,000, 10,000, just to, you know, get them started. Well, that don't even get them started when they already have Rescue Root or ARS Rescue Rooter or Serve Pro or somebody in there, and they cut the bottom out, charge them $1,400 just to cut the bottom out and remove the cabinets and vanity and the insulation, piled up in the front yard. I'm looking at the lady's bill. I'm like, they hauled it all away. They didn't
yeah.
haul it away. They put it in your front yard. She ended up getting $4,000 back, but
wow.
just for me helping her. You know,
yeah.
But and like I said, like I do, I'm doing it, this happens with all my customers. But like I went there to do the drywall and texture it back to match. Well, his last time, you know, the guys did it. He said the texture, you know, he wanted a new texture over top of it because he didn't think there was no way to match it. So I said, he didn't realize who he's dealing with, 35 years experience, and I consider myself probably one of the best texture guys there is around.
Right.
And
right.
I, no matter if it's stucco or it's drywall, I don't care what it is, I am the texture master. And I did his so good. He was going to pay me to, after I orange peeled the bottom to match the top, he was
yeah.
going to pay me to spray the whole thing with knockdown.
Wow.
He thought that it wouldn't look right. He's like, you blended it so perfectly. He goes, I don't even want you to do the knockdown now. So I basically screwed myself out about $4,000. But
wow.
I mean, but they've given me all that money and other work. I did all these doors for them, remodeled a bathroom. Now I got to do two more doors for them. I got to do some more.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they called me up on Saturday morning, and she did, and she's like, my husband and I just wanted to tell you that how impressed and how wonderful a job you're doing in our house, and we were just wondering if we could give your phone number to my sister and my mom.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
So what I want you to do with customers like that, because rightfully, you save them a lot of money, right? And they're appreciative of you.
Oh, I saved them. Oh, yeah.
So I want you to work on getting some 5-star reviews on
your... Yeah, she's going to give me a great review. She already said, I told her.
So here's what I...
Like, we get along great. You know, I told her, so I'm like, yeah, instead of my tip, I just want a good review. She's like, for her husband will joke, if I leave any tools there, he's like, don't worry, I'll sell them tonight. Yeah. You know, like, we get along great. So for them to call me, and they're just wonderful people to work for.
Well, I just sent you a review generator email, Phil.
Okay,
and
sweet.
It's pretty cool. I know that you say you're not good at the computer stuff, but if someone like that says, hey, I want to leave you a review, there's a link in that email that all you have to do is click on it, and it takes them straight to the Google page. So
cool, I got a couple of reviews. And then you're not even connected to HomeAdvisor, though, are you?
No, that's the other side of the coin. Yeah, I hear a lot of mixed
no,
things about that.
Yeah, but they got me on this one. The homeowner has to own the house and live in the house. Nah, they can't charge me on this one. The homeowner don't live here, tenantless.
Oh, that's good. So if it's not an actual homeowner that lives in the house, they won't charge you?
They're not supposed to.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because I heard someone telling me the exact opposite. He was working with that company, and he said that someone would call and say, hey, I'm thinking about maybe buying this property, and I'm just wondering how much it would cost to renovate it. Yeah, but he was getting charged.
I tell him, you get charged for everything. You get charged just if it comes on your phone. I didn't know that either. I paid $3,000 in a month.
No way.
Yeah, it cost me $3,000 a month. Now I'm paying my guys $300 to $400 a day each.
So, yeah, you know what?
I can't imagine the days when if I could have made $300-$400 every day.
Yeah, plus, you know, that's why everything.
I would quit my company and go to work for them if they would pay me that every day. But I'm the one that gets all the work. I do the work, but I gotta start finding another guy that's good, because I gotta be out chasing work, line and work up, so we don't have days off.
Yeah, you have to find a way to, you know, pay them a fair wage, but you also have to make money too, you know, it's your
company.
Well,
these guys, they own their own company, so everything I pay them is, you know, I pay them just like they were. I can even have my customer write them a check.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I don't even run through my bank, my taxes, I don't have to worry about that 33%, none of that bullshit. I'm over it. I bleed money, as much money as they're going. I'm finally starting to get a couple dollars coming in. I don't know if I'm even near even yet, but
yeah,
I'm getting there. Every day we're getting better. We're getting further and further, getting the better thing. Like I said, my partner, he owns Craftsman and Paint. He's been in business for like 20 years, 24, 20 something years.
Yeah.
Been a friend of mine throughout my life, you know. We've known the same people and grew up in the same area our whole lives together.
Yeah.
And he's a great hard worker. So like if we could get more, that's what we're looking for. I mean, we need more jobs. Probably going to start focused on getting some more painting.
Yes.
I would really like to get some more edits. But we do, we don't do,
yeah,
I don't want to paint, but the thing is, I don't work for people who want it done half-assed. If you want me to go to Home Depot and buy bare paint and paint your house with that, no. I mean, I use sealer, because you rub your hand on the house, all right, it's chalked.
Yeah.
Right, you pressure wash the hell out of it, you get that off of it. Well, then you got to put sealer on it, and what sealer does is it sucks anything that's loose back to the surface, and then after it dries, you put your hand on it, it feels sticky.
Oh, wow.
So that way, when you paint it, the paint is here is really good. But that's why we only use Sherwin-Williams stuff. And the stuff I buy, most of the stuff I buy, almost everything I use, you can't buy at the big box store.
Yeah.
I use like commercial grade materials, and I don't have to worry about ever going back or having any problems. Or I did 5 years of contractor deficiency claims. I know what can go wrong with jobs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I renovated my house about 5 years ago, but the paint was a shoddy job. I think what they did was just one coat with no primer. Because
all it is
if you walk by it and you barely touch it, or you pull your chair out and it barely...
They didn't put no sealer on it either.
It's chipping everywhere, and it's so annoying.
They didn't put no sealer on it. And like, the sealer's clear. So you can't, a lot of the guys won't use it. They cheat, you know, I get bid against, and these guys are like bidding jobs that I can't touch the job for less than like $4,000. And they're like, oh, well, the last guy said he didn't do it for $2,500. I said, well, you might as well go with him. I said, but I promise you, I said, that $2,500, you're going to end up spending another $2,500 to fix it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Do you want it painted for 2 years, or do you want it painted for 10?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I get it because I went through it, but a lot of people don't understand that. You know, that's crazy. But okay,
I'm going to come up with something to put on my site probably that says right on it. You know, look, if you want half-ass work, you have to go to half-ass, you know, go to Builder Bob, get him to do your work for you, because I'm a professional. I take pride in what I do, and I know I'm one of the best around at what I do. I've been in this area.
Speaking about your site, have you seen the site that we built for you, Phil?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to send you a text message of it in a link so you can see
it.
There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down within one business day. And I was going to tell you the error that we're getting with the payment says insufficient funds. So I'm wondering if...
You're doing it on one of my, either my green card or my orange card. And I have a fix to that is because of home, it's Angie Home Advisor. And I don't want them to take
money. Oh, so they're pulling out, I see too much money for those leads, and then I see what you're saying.
Until I get that figured out, I wasn't going to fix it because I'm not going to let it get me like that. But if there's a way, like, I can pay you guys, I mean, I got no problem with that.
No, we don't do Zelle, but I can do a different card because we have a Visa ending in 7052, so that one's not going to
say the same thing. Both of them are going to say the same thing.
Oh, they're both going to say? Okay. You know what? You have one option with us, Phil. All of a sudden, you're getting very, very hard to hear. I don't know if you're hitting
patchy. I'm in the process of painting, and my phone was sliding down my ear.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah, like all of a sudden, I can barely hear you. But
I was in the middle of trying to cut in a little spot, like a little tiny spot, or it's really tricky to.
That's why I love talking to
business owners.
We're
trying to get this house all painted today. We started it on Monday, and we had to do a ton of prep work yesterday. There was a ton of, like, brush gray relic backing and concrete burn.
Yeah.
I don't try to get rich off people. I give 10% discounts to veterans, teachers, first responders.
Yeah.
I try to do as much as I can for people. I'm local, you know, in this area. I wanted to start doing for senior citizens too.
Yeah.
But it's gotta be, I gotta figure out where I'm, when I start making money, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna add that one in. But I usually give you such a break anyway. I don't have the overhead like a lot of the guys do. I don't create that for myself. And like I said, using guys that own their own businesses and stuff is a different animal in itself.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good. You found a way to, like, you know, recoup on some of those fees. You said you save like 33% if people, you pay them directly. That's awesome. Yeah. So
well,
you have
I got
a good
people too. I got a lot of money. I don't even care. I'll be dead honest. I'll tell my customers straight up. You want to save some money? Pay me cash. No receipt.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because then it's kind of under the table, and you save a ton of money on the taxes. So
right, I save them a ton of money, and they're happy with it. And I tell them, I said, I'm going to give you the same job regardless. I'm not going to cheat you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just that they're saving you on your expenses, so you can pass some of that savings along to them. You know, I want to let you know, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So I wouldn't recommend you do this right away because it's showing me that you've had a lot of clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. So you're probably getting some, you know, solid calls out of it. But if you ever get to the point where the $249 monthly is a little bit of a stretch, you could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and the only reason I suggest that is because
I might
your error
do that
code
too. Yeah, because and I might add it more area codes too.
Well, that's why I wanted to suggest it
to
you, Phil, because if you take the Facebook ads off, that's very, very easy to put them back on. So let's say you're having a tight couple of weeks and you take them off.
do you get an idea of, like, how many extra leads I'm getting that way, or no? Is there a way to know? I thought you were going to go around and spray that.
It doesn't say how many extra leads. It's just telling me that in the time that you've been with us, that Facebook ads have reached 5,427 pages, and there were 352 link clicks. So all of that is stored on your dashboard. So that's why
on there to my friends to look it up. I can't wait till I do that. Put my friends to look it up, and then and then, like, just get everybody I know, like all my other friends that are in small business. We all work together, like trying to, you know, like in the neighborhood groups and stuff. We try to handle all that. Like if somebody's looking for a handyman, they all say me. If somebody's looking for somebody with a skid steer, you know, we got Caden. Dumpsters, roll off dumpsters and stuff. Petey's got all that handled. You know, Johnny and I got all drywall, painting, construction stuff handled.
That's why I want you to start getting some reviews on your Google listing, because that's going to help you.
Like I said, I'm just always working, and then when I get home at night and it's late at night, I'm doing the paperwork, and then I don't remember to do the reviews. I need to sit down in the truck like during lunch and just send out like 4 or 5 every day.
Yeah, and you know
what some people do, Phil? I know I have plenty of them.
Some people carry a little tablet in their work truck, and then when they're invoicing a client and they're going through payment and whatnot, they just hand them the tablet right on the spot, and it already has the Google listing pulled up, and it says, hey, would you do me a favor? If you're happy with my service, would you write something nice about me? And it's amazing how many people will do it if you have it right on the spot.
Already said they'll do it for me. I've talked to so many people, but I haven't got back from you send them the thing.
Yeah,
so once
exactly.
I will be set, but it's just
In your email. So yeah, whenever you have a chance, start sending that out here and there, and it's going to help you. Okay.
So, but right now I'm paying you guys $249 a month.
Yep, $249, and then $100 goes to the Facebook ads. So the option that you have, if your account still continues to be a little bit tight, you could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $149. And then the reason I suggest
that.
Yeah, I can do that right now. And do you want me to try to process it with the $100 less and see if it would go through?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm still going to wait. You're still going to have to wait until I go to the bank, because I'm going to turn my cards back on.
Okay,
I mean,
no problem.
Yeah, because I don't want to do it through my, I don't do that through my debit card. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I only do my credit cards because I got over an 800 credit score, and I'm going to make sure I keep it that way.
Oh, I love that. You know what? It's important to have a good credit score, and I talk to so many business owners that don't even care about it, and I'm like, man, I wish that they would, because it's so important.
You're
a rarity. That's awesome, Phil. It helps with everything, and then you save money on interest rates and whatnot when you do need to use your credit, you know, because
anything. They want to loan me. Everybody wants to give me money and credit cards, and I'm over it. I'm like, no. My granddad taught me. I got out of prison in 2017 for doing some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Drugs, because I got hooked on opiates from the doctor, drugs hit by a drunk driver, broke my neck and back. They made the price of the pills go up so high, and I couldn't work. They told me I was disabled. They didn't give me no way to pay for my medication. I had no way. I had nobody to help me.
So
I had to sell some of the medication to pay for it.
Oh, my goodness.
A guy set me up, and then set me up with jobs.
Yeah.
And then I went to jail for that. I went to prison for it. I've never been in, really trouble before.
Yeah.
So, like, ruined my whole life in a way. Like, ruined my whole, I'm a outdoors hunter, fisher, always have guns, and now I can't have any of that stuff for I don't know how long, and if I'm going to keep trying to get my rights back, because I've never done anything wrong to nobody.
Yeah.
And also, what's crazy is instead of just charging me with what you know, so I say I sell drugs, they say I did, but they didn't have no proof. They only had audio that was talking about a party. It wasn't even talking about money or drugs or nothing. But they,
wow.
I could afford a lawyer at the time, so I didn't want to fight it because they were telling me I'd go for 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
If I lost. But I think they were just scaring me, so I would...
How long did you have to go for? I know you said you got out in 2017. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
crazy.
Really something.
It was terrible,
you know, there's a lot of
thing.
Shows
but,
on...
But it got me off of the opioids.
Yeah, so it was a blessing. Yeah.
Yeah, the way it was.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of shows on Netflix about, like, the...
I still have paperwork that says it's not addicting. I'm afraid to show it to anybody because you can't find it on Google. You can't find it nowhere. I'm afraid somebody will. I'm afraid of the people.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's such a, there's so much going on. It's such a scam and it's all about money. And when that much money is involved, and I'm just a nobody, I can disappear real easy.
Agreed.
So I wouldn't
have
paperwork just because of certain paperwork I have.
Yeah. So all you have to do now is just stay on the straight and narrow and worry about your company and your.
Well, that,
your
man, it's like besides paying you guys and Angie and all these other people I'm paying, and now I'm paying the doctor. I got therapists. I got doctors. I'm on medication for my anxiety and depression. The PTSD. I mean, I had a guy fall on one of my jobs, 3 floors, and almost land on me. And he fell.
Really?
My bones were sticking out of his body. I saved his life, but I mean, he's still never going to be right again.
Oh my goodness! Wow, you've been through it all.
I mean, besides that, I mean, I've had a lot of other things too, the car accidents and stuff. I was hit by a drunk driver, broke my neck and back. I was told I'd never work again.
Wow.
That's told all kinds of shit. They lied to me. These ain't addicting. Take them. They work great. They're like a Band-Aid for the longest time.
Yeah.
Then you get addicted to them, and now you can't get off of them. And you don't realize how bad the addiction is. It's worse than any kind of sickness you could ever imagine.
It happened to my son's friend, Phil. He grew up with this kid. From a really nice family and a really good kid.
Oh, yeah.
And when he got older, he was in and out of jail all the time. And I asked my son, what happened?
Always because
of
opiates.
And yeah, he said, well, he got addicted to heroin and it caused
him
a lot of problems.
Yeah, they go to that too. I never did. I'm so blessed, but I never did needles like everybody else.
You
did.
Know what he said though? He said it was one bad decision. I said, how his name's Christian. I said, how did Christian of all people get addicted to heroin? He's like, you wouldn't believe it. It was a bunch of kids that just asked him and pressured him. Come on, try it. He said he tried it that one time. And because of, you know, the highly addictive nature of it, just that one time made him hooked. And I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, one bad decision ruined his whole life pretty much, you know? And like you say, it's even harder to break.
Yeah, well, I just lost one of my guys that worked for me, and I had a big, long talk to him about addiction and everything. When he stayed at my house, I helped him get his license back. He got his job. He got a job. He's going to be the supervisor. He's leaving on Monday. I got him his license back. He got him a car. In a car, and he was at a motel, and he was going to head to Atlanta on Monday, and I get the call Saturday morning, he's dead. Overdose.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And then I go, we have a celebration of life, and then a week later, I get a call, his mom died. So, his brother had died, too, like, that year, too. Like within 2 years, the mother had lost both of her sons, one to suicide, one to overdose. Poor sister's got to go through it all by herself now. I mean, I've known these guys since I was a kid, but it's
so
like,
did
just
she
so
turn
sad.
To opioids, or was it just something
no,
else?
Not her, him. He had master's degrees and everything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
He was a very smart guy. just stupid when it came to drugs. And we, we had went through this, like, because we had, you know, our whole lives, you know? It's like, dude, give it up. I sat there, we're talking to him for hours. I'm like, dude, it's so, like, because I went to go buy a tool off of somebody. I needed some money to pay for a lawyer, which was another friend of ours that we grew up with. And when I talked to him and I went over there, as soon as I went over there, I'm like, dude, I can't be here. He's like, why? I said, because there's a drug house that I can tell. I said, everybody in here is on drugs. I said, I can't be around this. And he's like, oh, man, it's cool. I said, no, it's not cool, dude. I told you, dude, I don't care if I've been clean for 8 years or not. I consider myself an addict, and addicts, you don't want to put yourself around that kind of position.
Yep, 100%.
It's like you say, an alcoholic is always an alcoholic.
I get it, for sure. Okay, well, I have a little meeting coming up that I have to run to, but I made some notes on your account, and the system tries to process it once daily, so the good news is probably
I'll put some stuff on there. I'll put some pictures on there, and then I'll go to the bank, and then I'll pay you guys, and we'll take care of it. I mean, I'm not going to pay you.
You need a little bit of time.
Right.
Yeah, and
I
sent you my direct number.
If I can get this out, like, that's why we stayed late last night, and I got here extra early this morning, is because we're trying to get this done so I can have a little bit of more time to get on the books, because I got to go out right now. I got to quit working right now and go send some emails out for two other jobs that I was supposed to send out last night, but I couldn't get them out. I'm terrible at the computer, and I kept falling asleep at my desk.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got a lot on your plate. Well, hang in there. I'm going to run to my meeting. I notated your account, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up maybe sometime next week, okay?
Sounds perfect to me.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you, Phil. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you. Yep, yep. Bye-bye.
No problem.